Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. You won't know the facts until you've seen the fiction.
Everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 119 for this July the 18th, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson. The other guy whose voice is right there, say it something. Hey, Danziels. His name is Danziels.
What? Huh? Danziels?
Hello, Mr. Danziels.
Great to be here. So good to be here. My name is Danziels, and, I just have a real bad problem with my S's.
And we've got a really great show for you today, guys.
Oh, it's a treat. It is a singular treat.
So we are back again this week, folks, because there is nowhere else we'd rather be than here we in your loving arms, in your longing embrace.
Caressing
your buttocks. And twiddling the hole, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to stick some stuff there. But Dan, what is it that we're going to stick there?
Well, I would assume we're going to be sticking articles. We'll be just jamming articles up every orifice that you got.
That's right. And they go in regular news.
Oh, yes.
And come out stinky news. That's right.
Stinky clam news. Stinky news clams, as you are wont to say.
Oh, I am wont.
Yes.
So what do we do, Dan? What do we do each week?
What do we do?
Hey!
We talk about things, goings-ons in the worlds.
I'm goings-ons. Are we going to talk about me, Dan?
No, because you're not interested.
I've got nipples.
Can you milk me? things that are happening... in your neck of the woods, maybe even.
Mine?
Quite possibly.
Yours?
Well, it'd be
our
the
necks
same.
Are the same.
Our woods and necks are equivalent to
our
the
necks are one and the same.
Yes,
so we find the weirdest news we can each week, and then we yell it at you, and we're going to do that in just a moment.
Oh.
Prepare your ear holes. I'm going to be screaming this next article.
It will be refreshing.
Before I do, however... Today's a big one, Dan.
Oh.
Today's a real big one.
I can't wait.
I know.
It's not, though.
It's finally. It's finally the 18th. Everyone's sitting here going, what? How did the 18th creep up on us so fast? You had it circled or highlighted, whatever you do with your calendars.
I have an advent calendar for this day.
And you still forgot.
I haven't ripped any of the things out.
Because no one uses advent calendars.
It's true. It's
ever.
True.
In the history of ever. No, today's the huge big CD, if you know what I'm saying. The National Caviar Day.
Oh, yep.
That's right. Get your tubes or your cans or whatever you got of that cav, that sweet cav.
That must be why my advent calendar smells so bad.
It smells of fish?
Because I haven't been opening any of the little cardboard panelings.
Oh, is it multiple caviars?
Oh, yeah. It's different
oh,
types.
Oh, yeah. That's got a good stink to it, then.
It's real foul.
I'm hungry.
Do you think they've turned?
What you do is the test is leave it outside in the hot summer sun, right? We're in the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it outside.
The throes of it.
Mm-hmm. Leave it out there for 3 days.
Okay.
Then bring it in. And what you didn't know about science is if you leave it out in the sun, it actually cooks the bacteria off.
Oh.
And then you can just scrape the layer off the top and then it's perfectly good. That works with any food.
I'm told that
try it at home, especially mayonnaise. If you want to prolong your mayonnaise, stick it outside.
We can check with our local science man. What do you say about that, Tim?
Oh, we don't have a Tim. That's a made-up character.
Oh.
We have a Jim.
Who is... Oh, that. So that's Jim?
But Jim is dead.
Okay.
Just like that joke. All right, folks. We're going to get into the news because we have got some fine selections this week.
Ooh.
An absolute smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've got the smorgasbord.
Okay, Dan, you got it. That was racist.
Okay, so when I described earlier that this would be in anyone's neck of the woods, possibly,
mm-hmm.
Some of you may find this next article to be your neck of the woods.
I feel like that might be the case with every article we read.
It could be.
Yeah.
There's
got to be like one guy.
The listener base suggests that there's probably at least one in every, if not most, states.
Yeah.
I mean, that's completely bunk statistics. I made that up.
Yeah, but based on those statistics,
that I have just made up. Yes. Yeah. Okay, good.
A mother is reeling at a fast food giant McDonald's, at the fast food giant McDonald's, because they didn't take her problem seriously.
Question.
You know?
I thought we had slain all the giants. Would you like to comment on that? I have read the books, the biographies of of all the, you know what I'm saying.
We ran out of slings, and when Goliath fell.
You're doing biblical
thing. David. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was talking about like, yeah, those exactly.
Yeah, this is what I said. We did slay all of the regular giants,
but not the fast food.
Not
ones.
The fast food giants.
Oh, okay.
They're right, still out there.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Continue.
Justina Whitmore was visiting the Mickey D's in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Hey, I've heard of there.
With her son. After ordering her meal, she had her son go frolic in the playground on site. You know those interior playground...
Crocodile alligators, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, just in case you needed that information.
I did, thank you.
So, I believe they call them... Play places.
Pronunciation was flawless.
Thank you.
Play places.
I'm working on my English. as she was trying to enjoy her food as much as one can at a McDonald's.
Which you can't. Have I told the story of how you and I went to a McDonald's and we both
and
knew it was a bad
it.
Mistake? But yes, and the thing happens. Everyone, because we've all been to a McDonald's, right? Everyone's been to a McDonald's once.
Right?
You all know... the feeling you get after you eat it. Like, mm-hmm. It's great while you're eating it because you know it's pure garbage.
Yeah.
But then your body fights back. And it starts, like, deteriorating on the inside immediately and you start rotting from the inside out.
Yeah.
You and I went to a McDonald's once and we're like, okay, we got way too much food, but we need to eat all of this right now before the regret sets in.
That's
and
true.
We just shoveled it in. Sure enough. There it goes. Boom. The McDonald's regret. And you're just like wanting to throw up and you feel like dying.
Mm-hmm.
That could have also been from eating so fast.
It could have been. But I like to blame outside sources and not myself.
Me too. With all things.
That's the American way. So, as she was trying to enjoy her food, her child returned to her covered in excrement.
I was gonna make a joke about poop, and then it was actually poop.
It turned out you didn't need to.
Huh.
Apparently her son had been playing the popular game Tag. I don't know if you're familiar with that
game.
Was
he playing Tag with his own feces? He was producing it, and then tapping it.
Actually,
and then pressing it on himself.
The worst part is that it wasn't her son's feces.
Oh, that's a good... That's a...
That is the Shyamalan twist that we all have come to know and love with our doo-doo.
Wow.
With our apparently her son had been playing tag with another child who had been wearing a freshly soiled diaper.
It turns out he was dead all along.
He was a ghost doo-doo.
Twist two.
So the restaurant owner said they, quote, looked into this matter... and have taken all appropriate internal actions, as well as reiterated proper protocol with our team.
What does that mean? We have examined this shit. It is poopy. Leave. We have taken that action. Never there come you. Back.
That is the layman's breakaway. After all was said and done, the Manchester Health Department allowed them to reopen the following day after it had been cleaned and disinfected.
You can never disinfect that.
You can't wash away nightmares.
If I'm guessing, it's in one of their play areas, right? Which are all that sort of
it's
like...
It's all like hard plastic.
Yeah, it's like the injection molded plastic. The cheapo crap plastic. Mm-hmm. That stuff is so porous. You will never, ever get the turds out of that.
No.
They are
Nor
one and
to.
The same. The turd and the plastic have melded into one super creature.
I remember being a child and period, that's the end of the story. I remember being a child.
Me too. It was all right.
I didn't care for it.
Honestly, it hasn't gotten better though, so.
No, I remember being a child at a play place. And you know when you're a kid, most things don't even faze you, especially when entertainment. Like, you have a playground in front of you. I remember the smell a feat. Mm-hmm. It was so overpowering.
Mm-hmm. Sharp. It's like strong plastic and smell.
Like a sharp cheese.
Yeah. Mm. Which all good foot smell should have. I find
someone cut into a nice vein of a blue cheese.
I find in life the best feet smell like the best cheese. The stinkier, the better. The more ripe and in season they are.
That's correct. The more ripe and in season the children are.
Mm. You know, just because the foot cheese has aged doesn't mean that. That's gross.
But yeah, I mean, children are disgusting, and
that's true.
You really, I mean, what do you
Gluckily,
expect?
I never was one.
Gluckily, you were.
Gluckily. Gluckily, I have mastery over the English language.
Oh, glucky you. Well, all I got for now. Just
that's good. Maybe. That's good that's all you've got. Let's move away. Let's move away to a slightly morbid one.
Okay, great.
I will not warn you, but I'll tell you ahead of time, if that scares you, he doesn't die. Spoilers. I just thought this was hilarious. A suicidal man.
Okay.
Who had doused himself in gasoline.
Oh, God.
Became engulfed in flames at an Arlington home Monday after an officer used a stun gun on him, police said.
Oh, no.
The officer who used the taser on the man believed the man was holding a lighter in his hand and was about to use it. Police spokeswoman Sergeant Vanessa Harrison said at a news conference. Harrison acknowledged the risk of using an electrical stun gun near gasoline, but said the man was, quote, very frantic and erratic and became a danger to everyone in the room. quote, we realize that a taser can have some other implications, but we also know he had something in his hand, Harrison said.
Oh my God.
I lost it at this. I laughed so hard. What was going through that cop's mind? Okay, look. We're going to role play here.
Okay.
Okay. There's a man in front of us covered in gasoline.
Right.
We must stop him. Okay? We don't want him to kill himself.
Right. Of course.
First thing you do is pull out your electric shock device and shoot him with it. Electricity and gasoline have never mixed poorly.
No, never. I mean, they're like peanut butter and gasoline.
Which I love. It's one of my favorites. It's something I grew up on.
Oh, it soaks into the bread, and it's just, oh, it's...
But I love the irony of trying to stop someone from setting themselves on fire by setting them on fire.
I mean, it really takes all the cards out of their hand, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you think you're going to set yourself on fire? Not on my watch.
No way, Buster
Brown. I'm setting you on fire. So they go on to say, it's unclear at this moment whether he became engulfed in flames from the gasoline and an ignitable object he had had in his hand or from the taser.
Yeah.
I am going to say it's probably from the taser, but, you know, maybe it's a mixed bag. Who knows?
Was it the chicken or the egg? Or the taser?
Those are not applicable, but I get what you're saying. The man was taken to a hospital. His condition was unknown. I have continued research and he's alive.
Oh.
He's at least alive. Probably not doing great.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, insult to injury, he's burnt. He got burnt to a crisp and tasered while he was burning.
I would say he's definitely glucky to be alive.
Oh, shut up. three police officers were also taken to a hospital for smoke inhalation.
Wow.
That's quite a burn he left.
So
he was scorching.
You hospitalize other people for smelling your flesh searing.
Yeah, that's hardcore. What do they do, like let him sit there for a while? Like, nah, the flames will just, they'll cool down after a bit and just go away.
Anybody got some mallows and some sticks? Let's roast some weenies on this guy.
Their injuries were not life-threatening. Okay, whatever, who cares? The man had doused himself in gasoline. Harrison says the man had doused himself in gasoline and was threatening suicide. Officers arrived, got the women out of the home, began talking to the man. When officers tried to calm down the man, Harrison said, he poured more gasoline on himself and was believed to be holding a lighter in one hand. An officer used a taser on the man to, quote, subdue him, Harrison said, but the man became engulfed in flames. This is just sort of a wrap-up of the exact details given in the statement. officers wrapped the man in a blanket to put out the fire and got the man outside the home. Police were still investigating the incident Monday afternoon. So this is quite the little slice of delicious irony.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
Cut to the chase,
man. It's slightly morbid, but I couldn't help but like just laugh like an idiot. The idea of someone tasering him on fire.
Maybe he didn't realize that, you know, oh, well, he'll... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no
There's no coming back.
There's no. You're dumbed up.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big dummy.
What you got?
What you got?
What you got?
Oh,
shut up.
How many times have you,
every day,
personally, been to the mall?
I went today.
Wow.
I know. Wow. Well, this is really bringing it home. It's close to my heart, so I will be listening intently. I am an enthralled listener right now.
Let me up the ante a little bit. How many times have you been to the mall with your significant other?
I also, yeah, today.
This is pretty, also pretty...
Yeah, and then on Sunday as well, or okay. Saturday, rather.
Okay, furthermore...
Okay, I'm ready.
Go further.
I feel like I'm really hitting the lottery here. I've got everything in line. Yeah.
You're almost got the bingo.
Okay, great. Take it home.
How many times have you been dragged to a Bath & Body Works or Abercrombie while you wait for your significant other to make lackluster choices on products they never needed in the first place while you sit on the sidelines and check your phone for the smallest nugget of relief from the total boredom that has encompassed your Saturday afternoon?
Not usually, but I have done that. I've done it before.
Okay.
But not commonly. So I feel like I kind of lost this one.
Oh,
you lost me, no and bingo. I'm no longer listening. I'm just letting you
just,
know.
Just
as out. A courtesy.
Well, no more for those of you who have checked yes,
okay.
The box yes. Uh-huh.
It's a bit of a stereotype for this to happen, so I imagine...
It is.
Yeah.
So you would imagine that it's common.
Yeah. So tell me how you can fix this.
The Global Harbor Mall in Shanghai, which is very close by.
Luckily, that is a short commute.
They have unveiled an interesting innovation to keep men from becoming bored in the mall. The mall has unveiled 4 glass pods that contain chairs and PC gaming rigs.
Huh.
The purpose is to be husband storage pods to keep the men occupied while the wives go out shopping. Wives or girlfriends or
yeah.
Whatever.
I feel like that's a cool idea, but I feel like that's about as cool an idea as like a gaming cafe.
Yeah.
Right? Like a, exactly. Or a gaming, yeah.
It's interesting. I just love the concept of a
husband pod,
storage
yeah.
pod.
The name is what sells it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in this pod.
I'm just going to store you here, and I will be going away.
There is a... It kind of reminds me of there's a Rick and Morty episode mm-hmm. where there's an area... I think that's what they're at Blips and Chits.
Oh,
or
yes.
Or around there.
Yep.
And they drop off... The dad.
Yes,
Gary.
The yeah.
And
they
and
take him to the place for Gary's.
Yeah, and it's like all these, or Jerry's.
Jerry. Yes.
And it's just like a lost and found of Jerry's. That's what it kind of feels like. While the pods are currently free, you bet your sweet ass they will be charging down the line.
What if my ass isn't sweet? Can I also bet it?
You bet your salty ass you can.
It is a bit salty, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or bitter?
No, I wouldn't say bitter. Salty was right the first
time. Oh,
okay. Don't put words in my mouth.
Men who have tried it have said they tend to heat up quickly in the pod.
Yeah, no kidding. You're boxed in with a hot machine. Yeah. Computers are warm. Gaming machines are hot.
So they're like, maybe, add an AC unit uh-huh. to it. But yeah, so it's free right now. You go over to
just all the way to Shanghai.
You go to Shanghai.
Short trip. And just so you can play in a computer in a pod.
I think these are, gonna hit the world by storm.
Mm-hmm. Some could say they already have with gaming cafes.
You could say that,
yeah.
But then they don't exist in a mall setting.
Or in, well, there used to be what was that frog one? It was a chain of game stores, Game Frog or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
They were in the mall where I lived.
I've never heard of it. I'm not familiar.
Just
I know there was
chain.
An arcade
yeah.
in one of the malls. I think the mall around here. I don't know.
Arcades were cool. I miss arcades.
Cool in the mall.
Yeah.
But not no more.
I used to play Gauntlet. This is unrelated to this article entirely.
Yeah,
but
we're just going
to
go off the rails.
I used to go to the arcade and spend countless dollars on Gauntlet. Just Gauntlet.
Just Gauntlet.
Yeah, I played so much of that game.
And now you don't.
And now I don't. I do own
you
it.
You are a lesser person.
I own it now. I
but
mean,
do you play it now?
No, I've played it a lot.
Not a... You are a lesser.
That's true, I am. all right, let's move on to New Hampshire. We're going back. We're taking it all the way back to New Hampshire. Authorities say a New Hampshire woman arrested for drug possession returned to the police station to demand the drugs be returned to her.
I mean, that's fair.
and she was rearrested. An officer told 26-year-old Emily Morin of Concord he wouldn't return the Suboxone, a highly addictive substance that can be used to treat heroin addiction. It was seized as evidence during her arrest stemming from a shoplifting incident Tuesday. The officer said he saw Morin get into a car and start to drive away. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Earlier, police determined that Morin's license and registration were suspended. She was arrested after a struggle.
Ooh.
Morin was being arraigned Wednesday on charges of driving after suspension, breach of bail, and resisting arrest, in addition to drug and willful concealment charges. So, yeah, she tried to get her drugs back, and then,
Turns out
they're still illegal.
Oh.
You can go back to jail.
Maybe she didn't use the magic word.
Was that... Maybe. Please?
No.
What's the word? Put you on the spot.
Drugs. Now.
Drugs now. That's two words.
Well, it's drugs hyphen now.
Oh, okay. So it's one word. All the difference. If you hyphen anything, it's only one word.
Yeah, that's how it works, right? That's how hyphens work.
I'm going to read the next article as one word when I get to it, but I just imagine it's hyphens between everything. All right. That was a short, sweet one, but it was funny.
All right, well...
All right, well. We're back.
I don't know. ATM goers were in for a surprise when they visited a Bank of America ATM in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Is anyone an ATM goer? I feel like a goer is someone that does something like recreationally like or frequently. You're like,
honey, it's Saturday. We gotta go to the ATM.
My favorite, honey. Let's try not to stay too long.
You know how they draw me in with that fee. As the customers received their cash, a strange note emerged out of the receipt slot, reading,
"Turn 400 paces, then east 200. Dig upon the X."
That would be amazing.
That would be so amazing.
But it is not that.
You ever wish that buried treasure was real?
All the time.
Do you know that that is, according to all historic data, a complete myth that no one historically buried their treasure?
No?
Yeah.
What about, like, the crazy redneck who, like, puts it in mayonnaise jars?
Well, that's different, but I mean, like, pirates and stuff.
Oh.
And almost all stereotypes were all from the book Treasure Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, There's
no history, recorded history, of anyone actually burying their treasure. It's from Treasure Island.
What did they do with it?
But there is conjecture that one of them did, and I can't tell you who it is, because if you know, then you'll go finding it, and I'm looking for it. So don't worry about it. There's one that is a maybe.
Is it One-Eyed Willie?
It isn't, because he's not real.
Don't you say that. Goonies never say die. No, but...
That was a penis joke, by the way. The Goonies made a penis joke.
Yeah.
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. Do you get it?
I get it. So, back to where we were before we went crazy.
Yeah, they were talking about pirates.
Yeah, we were talking about pirates, but that's not part of this at all.
Oh, it's not this article?
No,
no. Oh, I'm disappointed.
This is about people at an ATM.
Oh. Well, same thing.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. You're plundering.
You're plundering an ATM.
Your own money.
a piece of paper emerged from the receipt slot reading, quote, "Please help, I'm stuck here and I don't have my phone, please call my boss."
What?
An ATM repairman had apparently been stuck inside the machine for about 2 hours before someone took the notes he was spitting out seriously and phoned the police.
Wow. That is... How?
There was a dude in that machine.
How does that even happen?
Apparently, ATM machines had... Which is... Well, some of them.
Yeah, ATM machines. You gotta watch out for those machines.
Those automatic teller machine machines. Some of them, I don't think all of them, but some ATMs have, like, a small compartment.
Yeah.
They got an ass on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I like an ATM with a nice ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all ass. This one's all ass, I guess.
Okay, good.
So
all ass, no sass.
That's right. You know, I don't want an ATM that gives me sass. Quote,
you want your money back? Come on, what are you going to spend it on? More bullshit, huh?
Give me another $3 and maybe we'll see.
Should you really be spending this money, Dave?
Your wife's going to find out what you're spending it on. Quote, we come out here, and sure enough, we can hear a little voice coming from the machine, Officer Richard Olden said. So we're thinking this is a joke. It's got to be a joke.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. Police Lieutenant Chris Hooper went on to say, apparently he left his cell phone and the swipe card he needed to get out of the room outside in his truck. So
don't you hate when that happens? I mean, every day.
To the best of us, it happens.
It's happened to me every day of my life.
And you're not even an ATM repairman.
And no one knows who I am, so they can't verify it, okay? All right? Try.
I just did, and you're not.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's holes in your plan. Police ended up freeing the man by kicking down the door to the room that he was trapped in.
Oh.
You know, like anyone could do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You gotta get the cops in here to kick a door. Oh. Oh, that's what you have to do?
Uh-huh.
You get their special tools and, oh, they kicked him.
Well, I mean, at least he's safe now.
He's safe on the outside of the ATM.
But he did like, he's institutionalized.
Yeah.
He immediately returned the next day. He's not ready for life on the outside.
He went back in.
That's a pretty funny idea. Well, great.
Yeah.
There's one more article this week, Dan.
Yeah.
And it's a state in crisis.
Oh, no. This sounds serious.
We must all come to their aid. It's Nevada. And they have got a real big problem. Daniel.
Is that so?
Yes. Nevada's governor has endorsed a statement of emergency declared for recreational marijuana regulations after the state's tax authority declared that many stores are running out of weed.
Oh, no.
The greatest thing, the most heinous thing to ever happen to the state of Nevada, and also the only thing I can think of.
You have nothing to compare it to.
It is the most atrocious thing.
I can't believe it.
The Nevada Tax Commission said in a statement it will consider emergency regulations to provide a structure for marijuana distribution to retailers. It would allow for liquor wholesalers to get in on the marijuana business. Quote, based on reports of adult use marijuana sales already far exceeding the industry's expectations at the state's 47 licensed retail marijuana stores, and the reality that many stores are running out of the inventory, the department must address the lack of distributors immediately. They're running out of weed, Dan.
They must address it.
What are they going to do? How are people going to get their munchies, Daniel?
Well, they'll just go eat.
No.
Well, they can get beers.
No.
Get the beer?
You disgust me.
Oh.
You're taking this crisis in Nevada too lightly. And I'm disappointed in you. The distribution center is at the center of the... or distribution issue is at the center of a legal fight between the state and Nevada's liquor industry, which sued to get in on the business. They want some of those fat stacks.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah, it's where all the good money is at right now. Nevada currently has appealed to the state Supreme Court. The tax authority claimed most liquor wholesalers who have applied to distribute marijuana have yet to meet requirements to be licensed.
Mm.
So they have a bit of an issue. They're using this chance to hop in and try to sneak in on that dank reef action.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But of course,
dank reef.
Exactly. While there's none around, we're completely out in Nevada. Everyone's in a panic. Streets are on fire. People are running around. There's mass hysteria, Dan.
Well, you could just go over to Colorado and.
That's true. Or you could just like sleep or just hang out. You know.
Yeah, you could do literally anything else.
Yeah. Well, they need their weed, okay? Who am I one to judge?
I mean, are they short on crystal meth?
Yes.
Oh.
But
then that is a crisis.
Yeah, they do need their meth. Where is the contingency for that, okay? We need to start flying in and airdropping meth to the citizens of Nevada. Got to balance it out.
Yeah.
In an email on Tuesday, Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval's office clarified that a state of emergency is reserved for natural disasters. In this situation, a statement of emergency allows for a prompt response to a temporary situation. He had to clarify. It's not a state of emergency.
Statement.
It's a statement, and maybe it's just like, hey, we should probably figure this out, guys.
We need more weed.
I ran out of weed a couple weeks ago. And
who's your dealer? Can we call him? No, he's on vacation. Mm. Well, what about Tommy?
Tommy's got the good stuff.
Tommy lives down like five doors down.
Mm-hmm.
Three doors down.
Is that what that band's about?
They're all about being, they're all weed dealers.
Oh my god, nothing's the same. You know what else isn't the same?
What?
The rest of this episode, because it's going to be silence, because it's over.
Oh!
Yeah. That's a good one.
There's that Shyamalan twist.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, that is the end of this show this week. It is...
a pleasure.
And has been.
A pleasure, yes.
It is and will always be...
a pleasure.
I cannot wait to please you. Next week. In the meantime, let me tell you where you can find some of the stuff that we got goings on, so you can check some outs. There's those S's again. You can find us on our website. We got one of those. It's called ghostshipradio.com. And under the Banner Box Radio tab, you can find this show. This one right here that you're listening to. But you may already know that because you're listening to it. Who knows where you find it?
What if I wanted to go onto the internet?
Yeah, you put in your AOL disk. You log in.
What if I wanted to find...
Then you ask Jeeves where to find the show.
So I say, Jeeves, where can I find...
my mother used
delicious
to do that.
Red beans and rice.
You remember the early days of Ask Jeeves where people used to actually ask it questions?
Yeah.
My mom used to do that. She told me that's how you did it. She would say you had to put in his name and then ask him where to find it.
Well, hey, you know,
we're all innocent.
We're heading back around to that point now.
That's true, with our phones.
Siri.
Yeah. None of this is telling you where to find our stuff, though.
No.
So I should keep telling
people.
This is
another tangent.
You can also find this show and all the other shows that we do on iTunes and all the places you get your podcasts, any podcatchers. We're all on there. You know where to find us. Check us out on Twitter at ghostshipradio.com. Or no, just at ghostshipradio, as well as at the other shows that we have. If you start at Ghost Ship Radio, you're going to find the rest, though.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
I haven't mentioned it in a while, so I will two things real quick. One, iTunes. We have one of those because you may be listening from there. And we put a lot of effort into keeping the iTunes up and running, so if you could, for the fine listeners, take a few seconds and go over and rate us on iTunes, it makes a world of difference. It makes more of a difference than you can possibly imagine.
And we're not just saying that.
And I'm calling you out. I know how many people listen to this show, and I know how many people have reviewed this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't reviewed this show, what are you doing?
With your life.
You're being a real jabroni right now. I need you to get up off your soggy ass. I don't know why it's soggy, but get off of it.
Stop sitting in liquids, dummy.
And go review this show with a positive review. Please do not hate us. I love you. The other thing is that I haven't mentioned we have a Patreon, which we are working on ideas for trying to boost that up.
Yeah.
If you get in on the ground floor before we do that, there will be bonuses. I have a plan to get people who have donated at the $10 level will be getting t-shirts.
Ooh, yeah, and you know you want some of them.
Exactly. If you are at the $10 level before we make our changes, you're getting a t-shirt, and it's a really cool t-shirt. You've seen our main splash page. It's that cool pirate ship. That's custom-made logo. That ain't no free domain nonsense. That's cool shit.
Yeah.
You donate at $10, I'm giving you a t-shirt. Here's the thing. It cost me more than $10 to make that shirt. That's how much I love you.
Wow, that's love.
Boom. Donate. Make it happen. I love you. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And as always, that's all for this week.
And remember, there are homeless people living in McDonald's in Hong Kong and Japan. They are colloquially known as McRefugees.
Thanks for joining us. And a one, and a two, and a chick-a-boom, a chick, Dan!
Testing the mic, go ahead, testing the mic, go ahead, test the mic for you!
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.